Continuing Halacha Yud Zayin, in the fifth chapter of Hilchot Beit HaBechira. Now, if you'll remember, we're in the Ezrat Yisrael, which is the outermost area of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Right back here, this is the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash. Here, well, this there is called the Duchan. This section is called Ezrat Yisrael. Yesterday, we talked about the south complex. We found three buildings, or three large chambers here in the south. Today, we're going to go to the north. And right here in the north, we're going to be examining three major chambers, which one of them was of tremendous national importance, as you're going to hear. V'hashalosh sebetzafon, the three on the north. Lishkas hagazit, the chamber which was called of hewn stone. Lishkat hagula, the chamber of the drum. And finally, lishkat ha'etz, the chamber of the wood. Those are the names that I give them. Okay, lishkat hagazit, what happened in the chamber of hewn stone? So I guess there was a special stone finish. And the chamber, the stone was hewn over there, and that was called that. That's what had it was known. This unique finish of the walls, unique architecture. This was Shabbat Hasanhedrin Gedolei Yeshivos. This was the seat of our national chief judiciary. The chief court of the Jewish people, which is known as the Great Sanhedrin, sat in this chamber of hewn stone. Now Chetz Yahaya Kodesh veChetz Yachol. Half of this room was considered to be sacred, and as such, one was not permitted to sit there. And that's a problem, because the judges have to be sitting. Chetz Yachol, half of it was considered to be mundane or ordinary, and that works, because that's the half that they sat in. V'lo shnei psachim. The Rambam tells us there were two doorways, two entrances into this Lishkas HaGazit, Echad L'Kodesh, V'Echad L'Chol. One doorway led into the area of sacred scrimmage, and one doorway led into the area of mundane or ordinary pedestrian scrimmage. Ubachatzi shel choil, and in the half of the weekday area, hayu hasanhedrin yoshvin. That's where the Sanhedrin was sitting. So, in the way they drew the picture here, this artist seems to think that the chatzi, the half that was bekodesh and bechol, half was actually outside the Beis HaMikdash, and the other half was perhaps inside. See, this kind of straddles inside and outside the Beis HaMikdash. Many, many, many authorities do not understand it this way at all. So what does it mean, half inside and half outside? First of all, it says that they were all in the Ezrat Yisrael. That's how the Rambam started off. He says, Shmona l'sharkot hayo be'ezrat Yisrael. There were eight offices, eight chambers in Ezrat Yisrael. This is Ezrat Yisrael. So if it says they were in Ezrat Yisrael, it only makes sense they were in Ezrat Yisrael. These three are in Ezrat Yisrael. They're not outside. These three have to be in also. Okay, how do we work out? We're not going to have time to talk about the other two chambers. We're going to focus primarily on the larger chamber, which is Lishkat HaGazit. And this chamber, it says one of them was for a weekday, so to speak, and one of them was an area which was sacred. And now we have a business with the doors. So what does this mean? So here's a principle, an important rule. Wherever you have a door opening into something, it becomes the same, an extension of that scrimmage. Which means that if a door opened up into the actual courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, even though this was a sequestered area, it would be considered an extension of the actual Beit HaMikdash, to the point that, as we said a few days ago, the entire northern area was appropriate for shechita, for the killing of the animal before the offering. You could even slaughter the animal in that side of Lishkat HaGazit, because it was still on the north side. So what does it mean when we talk about this business with doors? So the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, on page 25, says that there were doors that, it says, the western side was Chol, and the eastern side was Kodesh, which would mean that this is the west, this is the east. That means the side closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and to the Kodesh, and to the actual Mizbeach area, was mundane, and the other side was weekday. That does not seem to make any sense whatsoever. So the Ritva explains it like this. He says, there were two doors. There was a door on this side and a door on that side. On the western side, he says, the door was to the outside. This is the area called the Chel. We'll talk about that next week. So therefore, since the doorway was here, then everything inside it was also considered to be mundane. But on the eastern side, which is on this side, the doorway opened up into the Ezrat Yisrael, into the area of the Azara. And because it entered into the area of the Azara, that's what this area is, so therefore we consider it to be the concept of Kodesh. Now again, the artist here drew it like this. He drew the Chol out here and the Kodesh in here, but many others do not agree with this. The Ritva clearly says that it was all inside the Ezrat Yisrael, all here,
And it depends where the door was opening from. Mm. Opening from this side, which was on the west, closer to the holy, that was the area which was chol. Opening on this side, that was the area which was kodesh.
Right?
I'm sorry?
In that narrow area.
There was no utensils. This is only the lishkat hagazit. This is only the chamber that the Sanhedrin at the high court sat. Now here's the interesting thing, or the challenge, the problem with the zitva. The problem is that the Rambam himself seems to indicate that the doorways were on the north and south instead of, on the east and west instead of on the north and south. The way we just explained it, the doorways would be on this side or on that side, would be on the north and south, and the Ritva's approach makes a lot of sense. The problem is that the Rambam is telling us the doorways were on the west
and east.
And on the east. And in that case, how could it be that the side that was closer, so this is a problem, and that's why they drew it in this fashion. We have this artist kind of depicting it a little bit outside of the actual Ezrat Yisrael. At any rate, this was the place where the Sanhedrin sat, and this was the high court. The high court, by Torah ordination, has to be in proximity to the Mizbeach, in proximity to the place where Hashem's Shechina is, because the court was far more than simply a collection of wise judges who adjudicated and offered resolution or conviction or rulings, but rather they were inspired people. And this ultimately is Torah. This is where the rulings of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral traditions, how the Torah rulings are applied, and as such, the Sanhedrin had to be an integral part of the actual Beit HaMikdash. More about this, Bezrat Hashem, in the days ahead.